Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News team. I'm Melissa Heckers with the latest news from the island.
President Nikos Christodoulidis met Chinese Ambassador Liu Yantao on Monday to discuss the increasingly fractious dispute over the liquefied natural gas terminal LNG being built in Vasilikon. The meeting at the presidential palace lasted for 2 hours, but no statements were made afterwards. Energy Minister George Papanastasiou also attended the meeting. The government is currently in arbitration in London with the Chinese consortium CPP Metron CMC, which has undertaken the construction of the onshore terminal at Vasilikon, which is central to Cyprus's energy needs for gas. CPP has filed a claim with the Court of Arbitration for additional compensation from the Cyprus government, amounting to 200 million euros. CMC alleges that Cyprus has altered the terms of the original contract. Only 2 months ago, the Chinese-led CPP Metron Consortium Ltd. CMC and the Cyprus government appeared to have put aside a myriad of disputes and construction was resumed after the Chinese-led company halted work earlier on in the year. CMC said that on March 14, it had confirmed that natural gas infrastructure company Edifa had not taken delivery of the vessel Prometheus, the floating storage and regasification unit FSRU, and centerpiece of the Vasilikon project, despite the vessel being ready since mid-January 2024. The ship is still in China. The LNG terminal project has been funded with 101 million euros from the European Commission and 240 million euros from EU banks. In other news, the rate of progress on the under-construction road between Paphos and Polis Christodoulis is worrying, Paphos Chamber of Commerce Chairman George Mays said on Monday. He said he considers the road to be of vital importance for the Paphos district and especially for the Polis Christodoulis area, and that any further suspension of work cannot be accepted. For this reason, he called on the contractor and on Transport Minister Alexis Vafeadis to come to the negotiation table in good faith so that a mutually acceptable solution can be found to the various disagreements which have arisen so far. The project thus far has been hindered by issues including difficulties in finding suitable materials for the construction of embankments, trouble in the storage of materials at depots, and the lack of basic materials such as gravel and sand. Moving on, life expectancy in Cyprus is marginally above the EU average, with women living 4 years longer than men, according to a report released by Eurostat on Monday. According to the report, during the COVID-19 pandemic, life expectancy decreased across EU countries, including Cyprus. However, preliminary data indicates that life expectancy increased again in 2023. Life expectancy in Cyprus is 82.5 years, compared to the EU average of 81.5 years. Specifically, women in Cyprus have a life expectancy of 84.7 years, while for men it is at 80.4 years. Moving on, the Cypriot High Commission in London owes the city's Transport Authority Transport for London, TfL, almost 1.7 million euros in outstanding congestion charge fees, TfL said. London's congestion charge was introduced in 2003, with vehicles entering the British capital city's centre between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekends, and 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. on weekends charged a fee to do so. The current fee is at 18 euros. Cyprus's High Commission is among a number of embassies in the city which consider the congestion charge to be a form of taxation. However, TfL and the British government both consider the charge to be a service charge rather than a tax, and that therefore diplomats are not immune. As such, TfL has considered the non-payment of the congestion charge as unpaid debt for over 20 years. And finally, a total of 5 Cypriots featured in this year's Sunday Times Rich List's 100 Richest People resident in the United Kingdom. The highest-ranked Cypriot is John Fredriksen in 10th place. Fredriksen is a Norwegian-born shipping tycoon who acquired Cypriot nationality through naturalization and is worth £12.9 billion. The next richest Cypriot on the list was Alki David, alongside the Lavendis family, who placed in 60th with a net worth of £2.9 billion. David was born in Nigeria to Cypriot parents and is the majority shareholders of the Lavendis David Group, which owns Coca-Cola bottling plants in 28 countries. Property developer John Christodoulou placed in 70th with a net worth of £2.5 billion, while real estate proprietors the Lazzari family placed in 74th with a net worth of £2.4 billion. Sir Stelios Hadjioannou, the founder of the EasyJet Group, placed in 95th with a net worth of £1.8 billion.
And that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow, and as always, for more information, news and analysis, visit cyprus-mail.com.